This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
We are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Katie, Vic Health has reintroduced or has a program, Reimagining Grants. And it's a really, really interesting program, and it's pretty broad in its reach. Kirsten Coban is the Executive Manager of the Programs Group at Vic Health. Good morning, Kirsten. How are you on this somewhat dowdy Saturday?
Good morning, Macca, and good morning, Katie. It's a strange day, isn't it? I actually went and changed out my denim skirt and put my jeans on before. It's a little bit chilly.
It is. Now, you know, Vic Health is an organisation that has a broad reach and a broad remit. Perhaps just briefly tell us what Vic Health does and then tell us what these reimagining grants are.
Yeah, absolutely. So Vic Health exists to improve the health of all Victorians. So we're a health promotion foundation, actually the first health promotion foundation that was ever formed across the world. We now exist as a statutory body of the Victorian government. So the Tobacco Act requires us to exist and we receive funding from the Victorian government to create those health improvements for all Victorians. As part of our work, I guess we keep an eye on the health and wellbeing of the population all the time. We do a lot of population health surveillance work. But throughout the experience of coronavirus, we needed to kind of jump in and do a few point-in-time surveys of big samples of the population to really understand what was happening to people's health and wellbeing and then thinking about how we can use our grant funding to provide support to many local community-type organisations to provide solutions and really help communities get back on their feet in terms of their health and wellbeing.
And this is really, really, really important, some of these grants, because, one, they enable organisations, both large and small, to do some work in an area that is really important, and it's recognised, you know, by this grant as being of that. Give us an example. I know, for example, Minus 18 has received a grant. What was the grant for, just give an example of one of the grants.
Yeah, so the example with Minus 18 is one we're really pleased to support. So we're able to contribute $40,000 to Minus 18, and I'm assuming a number of your listeners would understand Minus 18 being an LGBTQIA+ youth advocacy group. They do a lot of work for that population, and we love what they do. Through our funding, they're going to reach an additional 4,000 LGBTQIA+ young people across Victoria through doing some things like some online sort of digital format as well, the in-person events in the creative spaces, so creative and art, even looking at some at-home sort of workouts or fitness-type workouts, dance, digital parties, guided mindfulness, a whole range of these things that young people are telling us they really need, particularly right now because they are so deeply concerned about feeling less connected to their family, their friends, and to their communities as well.
And it is about, you know, that 4,000 people is a lot of people, but understand, you know, whether it's 4,000 or 400,000, you know, it's important. And, you know, if Vic Health didn't facilitate this work and these grants, a lot of these organisations wouldn't be able to engage with their community, and we're particularly concerned with the rainbow community. And I mean, Katie, you know, we've seen over my co-host Katie, we've seen over many years many grants given to organisations that have really facilitated some great work, haven't they?
Mm, indeed. And Minus 18, as you say, Kirsten, do such fantastic work. It's wonderful to hear that they're getting this grant.
They've been around so long, I always think it should be called Minus 35.
But it's like I know how hard it's been for young people this year. I've got several friends with school-age kids and, I mean, a few of them have done their final year of high school, for example, and it's been so hard. I'm so I'm full of admiration for those young people who've done their year of schooling in 2020 and got through it. Mm. It's been challenging on every level.
Yeah. And Kirsten, how much was in total in these grants? Was it 4 or 5 million thereabouts?
It was 4 million that we gave out recently. Normally, we would continue to give out money across the year, but 4 million is a really big investment from our organisation. We scrambled to bring those funds together because we really recognised that the community needed bigger support at that particular point in time.
Yeah.
So we invested very heavily. There are around 460 organisations who are able to benefit from that grant round.
And can people access on the VicHealth website where those grants have gone? Where do they find out where they've gone to?
Yeah, there is information on the VicHealth website. There's been some media release around that, and I don't necessarily want to make this an announcement of a new grant round, but we are doing a lot of work as well to try to run another similar round.
Good.
Because coronavirus is not over, no. The recovery is not done. There's so much work ahead of us that we're looking at, you know, how the next year or two we're really getting plenty of that money out there for those local communities.
Yeah.
There are a number of other organisations. I don't know if you know Auspicious Arts as a group. So they're going to be working with 12 young people from the Rainbow community and doing a podcast series, capturing from those 12 people the best and the worst day of their lives.
Fantastic.
So they're going to be talking about some of those experiences, looking at building resilience, you know, collective wellbeing, hopefully breaking down some stigma. There's another group called Fire Keepers who do a lot of work around connecting all people to kind of earth and nature and play. But through our funding, they're going to be creating some nature connection workshops, again, for the Rainbow community, particularly young people, creating some safe spaces and having some great conversations. Plenty of sports investment from us as well, which there always is, but roller derby, we're really overwhelmed by applications from roller derby kind of clubs and leagues recently, really trying to get people back into their activities following the restrictions, I guess, that we've all lived through for quite a significant period of time.
It must have been an incredible sort of it was a shake-up for all of us, but for for an organisation like VicHealth, all of a sudden some of your areas of concern have been magnified by 100 times. And so how has your particular area, and I hate to use this word, but pivoted to deal with the coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, look, it has been an amazing experience to live through from a personal point of view, but professionally as well.
Yeah.
So an organisation like VicHealth, when we work in health promotion, we often have long-term plans. What we do today is usually set for us a year or two ago. We keep working at things across the long term. The experience of coronavirus meant we had to stop and check in around what is happening to the health of Victorians right now. We were seeing some big increases in harms associated with alcohol. We're seeing huge numbers of people really being challenged around access to healthy food and really compromising on the way that they're eating. A lot of people, through the closure of sport and recreation and many of those activities became physically inactive. The whole range of different things happened, but the one that really stood out for us, I guess, was people feeling less connected to others. So back in February, we really only had 1 in 10 people feeling less connected. By the time we measured it in September, so in that point of that second lockdown experience, we had around 2 in 5, so around 4 in 10. So four times increase the number of people who are finding it hard or very hard to stay connected to their family and friends. But at that point, people were also telling us they wanted to get back involved in community groups and clubs, which really shaped our thinking around that grant round, and that's why we set it up the way that we did. And I think the other point that really stands out to us as an organisation is that the impact's not equal for everybody. Even before coronavirus, we know that there are people in our population who are facing greater barriers than others, really facing uphill battles already. And those people were harder hit by the pandemic. So that would be young people, particularly age 18 to 24, people with a disability, people from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, people on low incomes, and there've been a number of other groups too. But those groups already started, you know, with poorer health and wellbeing generally, and and saw greater declines through coronavirus. So we're really focusing on equity and how do we build back better, particularly for those populations.
I'm so glad to hear that, Kirsten. And I've actually made a note, auspicious art in those podcasts. I'm going to reach out to them. And you can actually ask them to contact me if you speak to them.
Yeah, we can do that. That'd be great.
Because I'd like to, those podcasts, when they're done, I'd like to put them on the Joy podcast page.
Yep, for sure.
Of course, Joy, in case you didn't know, Kirsten, has the largest amount of podcast material, LGBTQI plus podcast material, in the world. In the
amazing,
world.
Isn't it?
In the world. It's here in Victoria.
Impressive.
It is.
And this is about to join it.
That is. And this is about to join us. So thank you so much, Kirsten. Appreciate your work and keeping us in the loop about that. It's great to hear some of those initiatives. Really, really positive stuff. And also the focus that it's got. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thanks for chat.
A pleasure.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.